entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hey everyone, this is Justin from Australia. I fucked your fucking sister's face today. Enjoy the DJ New Style Show, you fucking bitches.
And we can find it.
It's a trip. It's got a funky beat, and I can bug out to it.
New Style Show.
Right up to your face and diss you.
Coming to you live from New Jersey. Safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark. We proudly bring to you the DJ New Style Show.
This talk is not good.
Are you guys having a killer time?
Oh, yes.
Sweet.
No.
Hey, Donna! Have you shot the coffin yet?
Welcome, welcome one and all to your Tuesday Night Miracle. That's right, this is the DJ New Style Show, exclusively on HearUsTalk.com. That's HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be. Now, what is this exactly? It's a talk show, prefaced by who? You guessed it. Rammstein! Yes. You know what? I don't think there's any other show that would go right from MJ to Rammstein. But it's this one right here. Thank you for tuning into the DJ New Style Show. Tonight I'll be your host. My name is Ken, but you can, you know, call me Ken or just fucking listen and shut up. Or call me New Style, DJ New Style, whatever you choose. But don't call this person anything other than Frank or Germ Freak. Germ Freak, how you doing tonight, buddy?
I am doing very, very well.
Well, that's good. You want to elaborate? What's going well? Did you hit the lottery? Did you find out that your hair is coming back? Did you just wake up and realize the last 20 years were a cruel dream? Why are you doing so good?
All of the above.
Really?
No. I'm feeling. You know what? Listen. I'm just feeling very rejuvenated. I'm feeling very energized, and I'm ready to get the show rolling.
You sound it. You do sound like the spark plug that you usually are. And I'm waiting. I can't wait to hear what you're gonna do with this newfound energy. What are you gonna do with it, Frank?
Shimone.
Excuse me.
Listen. You want to be starting something? I mean, what's going on here? Jesus.
See now, white ass Brent. He kind of sees something here. He's noticing a pattern, Frank. He's saying that the depressed Frank intro bit is getting old. I wish that it was a bit. This is coming from a person who probably has never met you. I don't know if you've ever met or talked to white-ass Brent, but I assure you, Brent, this is not a bit. This man is literally depressed most of his life.
This is no act. This is no act.
The only time that you'll see joy is when other people lose. And they're brought down a little closer to his already low level.
But listen, Ed.
Ed, wow. Excuse me.
Sorry.
Holy shit.
That's awful.
I don't know that I'd go that far. Ed is our friend, after all.
But be honest.
Act as though he's some kind of a fucking plague.
Ken, would you say that you do not relish yourself in people's failures?
Oh, I absolutely do. When people fail, when people try and don't come through, their dreams and visions don't come to fruition, I'm a little bit happier. I like to see it, unless it's something I believe in. I generally like to see highfalutin, just fucking know-it-alls collapse, crash and burn.
It's human nature, you know?
Yeah, the Green Ninja is in the HeroesTalk.com chat room, as you should be every Tuesday night, 9 to 11, as we broadcast this live. He says, Schadenfreude. And that is true. That is true. You've heard of that phrase, obviously.
No, I haven't. Is that German?
It's the German word for exactly what you've described. Taking pleasure in other people's missteps in life. It is. I don't know, Frank. It's a weird time in our history right now. In our American history. History is people. We are without legends. You aware of this?
We've had an unprecedented. I don't recall this in my 39 years of living.
Well, you know, when you were 25 and the music died, I think that was probably the last time.
That was a little before my time.
Oh, I'm unaware. I can't tell. If you were to tell me that you were a fan of the Big Bopper and you were devastated after one fucking plane crash, then I wouldn't actually fucking call you a liar. I would just go with it.
Hello! Okay, but listen to me. I have never, in my 39 years of being, I have never seen so many famous deaths in all of my years that are all conglomerated into a very short time. In your lifetime of 29 years, have you seen this many deaths? Listen, I'm talking about famous deaths. I'm not talking about ordinary people deaths.
I mean, you think about it. One is a lot, right? But they say usually comes in threes. And for a while, it was like you'd get the one, and then you'd have to justify the other three. Like, oh, okay, 6 months later, someone else died. I don't know who's next. It comes in threes. But, like, it never really did. It just kind of felt like it did. Now it's like, coming in fives. I mean, how many are we losing here? We have how many are dead within, what, 6 months, 6 months of the year? Do you know? Can you list them right now?
I know we started out, I think, with the beautiful late B. Arthur. I think we went to Dom DeLuise.
The late, great, beautiful B. Arthur?
I think we went to Mr. David Carradine.
Who?
David Carradine. That's the way you say it. David.
Nobody said it like that.
Well, that's how you're supposed to say it.
How do you know you're supposed to say it like that?
Because I took art history in college, and that's how you're supposed to say it. David.
He called himself David.
Doesn't matter. But listen to me. Then you had... David Carradine, and you had Mr. McMahon.
Vince?
You had – no, Ed.
Oh.
I mentioned Dom DeLuise. You had Ed McMahon. You had Farrah Fawcett.
Okay.
MJ Michael Joseph Jackson.
MJJ. Had, we call him M Double J around these parts.
Yes, you had Billy Mays, and you had Master Impressionist Fred Travellina.
Now let me tell you something. Okay, a lot of names, right? A lot of people were moved by these people. Clearly, the go to one, the one that I guess would shake everybody the most. Don't forget Dan and Cal. Dan and Cal is dead this year. He died at a crisp 38 years old. God bless you.
Don't be bad.
We hardly knew you. Well, I mean, I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out what that tribute was about a couple weeks back. But people are going to say Michael Jackson. That's the biggest one. That's the fucking game changer in the world of celebrity deaths. But I mean, I
don't agree, but go ahead.
You don't agree.
I think Fred Travellina is much more important.
I don't even know. First of all, I don't even know who the fuck Fred Travellina is.
Fred Travellina was a staples on 80s game shows. He did it. He was a master impressionist.
So
he did it.
So is Jim J. Bullock dead?
He is alive and well.
When he dies, will you be devastated?
Listen, I was a big fan of Monroe. And you can't.
But he was also on 80s game shows a lot. He was on fucking Win, Lose, or Draw. He was the center square. If he drops dead finally from whatever we think he's going to get, I mean, you're going to be more devastated than if like a Michael Jackson dies.
Well, everybody's devastated that Michael Jackson dies. So I'm giving a little bit of
you don't want to go with anybody on this.
Exactly. That's all.
You don't want to go with anybody.
I'm a nonconformist. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Even if you truly feel that is the biggest loss, you won't admit it. You don't want to give people the satisfaction. You're all about preserving satisfaction. You never want to hand it off to people.
That's it.
I'll never get it. If it's a popular opinion, you go against it for some reason.
That's right.
Why? What's the deal with that? Why?
Well, listen. Like I said, everybody's mourning the death of Mr. Jackson. I call him Michael if I'm nasty. And the problem is nobody is caring. You know, listen. I mean, come on. Poor Ed McMahon. He's more of an icon than Michael Jackson.
You really think so?
Absolutely.
I tend to disagree. Here's the deal. I'm not a Michael Jackson fan. I'm not. I won't. I would never call myself one. I'm like anybody else. I hear his song on the radio, and then that's where we go with that. But when he dies at 50 years old, completely unexpected, out of the blue, I felt a little something—not sadness, but like maybe a wow. That kind of sucks.
You know what?
I moved on instantly, kind of.
I have to be honest with you. I cannot get an. I have had a renaissance of Michael Jackson song. I cannot stop singing Michael Jackson songs. I cannot stop. I'm more of a fan of Michael Jackson now.
You can't stop till you get enough?
That's right.
Yeah.
Tell me I'm not dreaming. I mean, come on. But listen to me. Say what you will. You know, the man was bad. I mean, come on. He was bad.
Now, when you say bad, do you mean bad good, or do
no,
you
I mean
bad like mean, that reference from 1986?
No. I mean bad as in good. I mean, come on.
Well, I don't know. I kind of fell into the trap of that everybody seems to be falling into, or fell into, where it's like, oh my God, he's dead! I can't believe it. Let me absorb more of his music. Let me listen to this. Amanda, who by the way is my girlfriend, before you even ask, let me just say that, because you always seem to want to know, and like you don't know already. She found the Michael Jackson tribute channel that they set up on XM or Sirius or whatever it's called these days, and we were playing it all weekend long, and I haven't turned it off. I haven't listened to anything but fucking Michael Jackson until this morning when I realized, oh, they just changed the tribute channel back to whatever it was. they gave it a weekend, and that was it. And I thought that was a little bit odd. I thought it was a little odd. I thought they would go the whole week, but I didn't know. I instantly turned it off when I saw Erykah Badu on the fucking channel. I'm like, I don't listen to Erykah Badu. She's not dead yet. And then I moved on. But yeah, so you've been singing his songs. And
Ola Ray has never got so much recent attention.
Excuse me?
Ola Ray.
Not familiar.
I guess you never saw the Thriller video. She was the chick, Ola Ray.
Did you have a poster of her or something? Why do you know her name?
Because I grew up in the 80s and I know these things.
You see, in the, I have to stop here. You were you a fan of Michael Jackson in the '80s?
No. I mean, I had Thriller like everybody else did, but I, you know, back in the early mid '80s, it was an embarrassment to admit you were a fan of Michael Jackson.
It really was. I think now, listen, as a straight white man, I think it was almost a little gay to admit that you were a fan of Michael Jackson in 84, to the point where it was like an insult. Someone insinuated that you were a fan of Michael Jackson. That's like they're calling you gay a little bit.
It's funny because even though that was the case, it, for some reason, it wasn't – the Off the Wall album was never considered gay. It was only after Thriller that was considered gay.
Yeah, he started getting really theatrical and I think he claimed that the reason he got so skinny is because he wanted a dancer's body, which anybody who requests a dancer's body, okay, a little fruity, I would say. Just a little bit. A little bit. I mean, the man is dead. Let's show respect for the dead. But he was a fruitcake, basically. Fruitcake with tons of allegations. But you didn't want to be called a Michael Jackson fan.
None of which I believe, anyway.
You don't believe the charges that
no.
were
listen. I don't believe any of those charges. Is it so wrong that he wanted to sleep with little children? I mean, he wasn't having a relation. He just wanted to cozy up next to them, maybe spoon them.
Say this then. The reason you're so bold in saying this is because he's dead and there's no way Luke would ever end up in his bed. There's no way that your little boy Luke
I cannot deny that.
Would end up in his bed now because he's deceased. But if he was alive, you'd never say that because you wouldn't want to chance it.
No, in all honesty, I never thought that he like would penetrate these. I'm sure he slept with them and rubbed against them, you know, but not in a gay way.
And rubbed against
not in a gay way, just in a comforting way, you know, to be warm or
okay.
whatnot.
So you admit that you believe that he did this, that he
I believe he
had
slept with children in a non-sexual way.
Do you think he spooned them?
He may have. He may have just had their touch.
Do you think he was the big spoon?
I think he was definitely the ladle.
There you go. Now his dick is on their ass. He had his dick through pajamas or maybe even not on these little kids' asses. And you're saying this is completely okay.
You think
it's okay because you've absorbed a few tunes over the weekend. Now you think that's fine.
I mean, Shimone, Shimo.
I mean, I'm not going to say that it's not a, you know, a shock that he's gone, but
this is the song. I can't stop singing this one tune.
Well, what about?
Oh, baby, give me one more chance. I can't not stop singing that.
Oh my God, Frank! I think you've been hit by a smooth criminal. He always has these fucking epic fucking intros. Steve the LARPer checking in, saying that this is the best Michael Jackson song. This is the best he has to offer. Can you sing along with this, Frank?
I don't know this song that well.
I used to just make sounds.
I think the best one is Wanna Be Starting Something, because he starts saying to somebody, "You're vegetable, you're vegetable." I mean, he starts doing these odd, strange contortions, and he's calling somebody a vegetable. Yo, vegetable!
I don't know. When I was a kid, and now hear me out before you judge, before you're like everybody else. When I was a kid, I used to go around wearing one glove. Now listen to me. Hear me out here, okay? It was a black.
Oh, it'd be good.
It was a black golfer's glove. I used to just wear it. Because and I'll tell you why. But I stopped wearing it when I was like 7, maybe I was like 7 or 6 years old, and I was wearing the one glove, and people would keep saying, "Oh, what are you, a fan of Michael Jackson?" And even at that young age, I could tell, oh my God, these people think I'm a fucking fag. And all I really wanted to do was look like Luke Skywalker after he lost his hand. I wanted to wear the black glove and pretend I was Luke Skywalker at 6 years old. And people were calling me a fucking faggot. For this.
You see,
they're basically calling a kindergarten student a faggot for wearing a glove. That's how hated he was, Michael Jackson. Steve the LARPer says, because I didn't want to be Han Solo, I'm a faggot. Well, I'm sorry. I enjoyed pretending that I was Luke Skywalker after losing my hand. Because I thought it was pretty badass to recover from fucking having your hand chopped off. Not only that, hanging on to something, waiting for a fucking spaceship to float under you that you just fucking fall into seemed to be a little bit more heroic than fucking shooting somebody from fucking 50 yards. Sorry, Steve the LARPer.
I mean, I can understand what you're saying, but didn't your glove have glitter on it as well?
Yeah, and little boy shit on the index finger. It was actually the same Michael Jackson glove.
I wasn't so much of a glove wearer. However, I did wear that medical adhesive tape around my fingers like he did.
You did? Now, why did you do that? For a fashion statement or for protection?
I wore that for protection.
Yeah. But again, people misconstrued it and threw you into the corral of Michael Jackson fans. That's the thing. See, if I wore a Michael Jackson jacket or fucking glove, do you honestly fucking think that I would be telling you people this? I never did, and I would never tell you if I actually did, and I never did.
After last week or the week before where you admitted that you've told your dog that you love him, there's no shame anymore.
No, that's all right, Frank. How's your dog doing?
Oh.
Yeah.
Sophie's
your oldest female dog, correct?
Well, no, they're the same age, but she shit on my bed.
What?
What happened is my dogs, for the longest time, they weren't allowed upstairs on the second floor. But they're getting old now, and they have sad faces. So not only have they crept upstairs, but they've made their way into sleeping on our bed.
So your dog shit on your bed.
Sophie shit on my bed, and she dumped right where the comforter the top of the comforter is that goes over my pillow.
right under your nose.
Right. So now that comforter exactly. Christ. So that comforter rests right on my pillow. But the problem is they're so cute, they're so sad looking that it's difficult to kick them off the bed.
No, it's actually quite easy. Once they shit on your comforter and you have to breathe in dog diarrhea while you fucking try to get in your case, 3 hours of sleep.
But, you know.
Why are you letting them in your bed?
Because
they're incontinent. These dogs can't fucking hold their ass.
They look so comfortable and cozy on the bed. It breaks your heart to kick them off.
You know what breaks my heart? The fact that these dogs look like they're near their fucking deathbed.
Excuse me?
They're near their shit bed, which is really the case. So now, what did you do with the comforter?
What did I do? I washed it off a little bit. What could I do?
You washed it off?
Yeah, I got some Fantastic and washed it off. Donna wasn't home at the time, so I had to think quick.
Does she know that this happened?
Oh, yes.
Now, whose fault is it?
Well, Sophie, sometimes she has problems controlling herself, so you can't criticize her for that.
Wait, no. No, I understand it's not the dog's fault. Do you think it's maybe the person that said, "Come on up, Sophie. Shit on my pillow. Come on, Sophie. Yeah, put your little greasy dog shits on my pillow. It's your fault." I was asking, were you the one or was Donna the one to invite the dog into the bed?
We never invite the dog. They just make their way up. They just jump up and make their way up. But Ken,
and you don't kick them out. You don't kick them out, do you?
Sometimes Sophie will. Marvin will always stay at the foot of the bed, but Sophie will during the middle of the night. She'll crawl and sleep on the pillow next to our heads.
Do you ever think that while you're sleeping, the dog's genitals wipe across your face?
I've never thought of that.
I guarantee you it's happened.
I mean, you know, if it's Marvin's genitals, it's a little bad because his tip of his dick is usually wet.
Oh, yeah. It's Marvin's dick tip is far worse than Sophie's rotting orifice.
Well, what happened is when Marvin licks his dick, there's like a long strand of hair at the end of his dick. So it makes like a little braid on his dick. And it just droops around the fucking house.
Like a lanyard. Just fucking hanging. Holy shit. Well, now think about it this way. These dogs are what? 11?
11 years old.
11 years old. That's like a 90-year-old woman's vagina being wiped on your face. Do you know what happens with old age, Frank? I know you have somewhat of an idea from your own experience. But do you know what the fuck breaks down and what just starts collecting and all that shit? Wiping across. Right across your lips. As it goes into its cute little position between your head. It's not going to get there perfectly. It's got to navigate your gut, your fucking pillows or whatever, your legs, your feet. It's got all kinds of fucking crags and mountaintops and peaks and valleys to navigate to get to that perfect spot. It's definitely wiping anus. at the very least, on your face. But now, I bet you don't let the dog on there now. Do you?
I can't say no.
Even after the dog shit on your fucking pillow and the towel.
And they look so comfortable and cozy on the bed, you just it's hard to get it to break it, to get them off the bed.
It's
and
quite even
if,
easy.
Even if you take them off, even if you take them off during the night they'll, while we're sleeping, they'll jump back on and we won't know it. Don't you understand?
Put them in a box. Put them in a fucking crate somewhere.
They're too old for that. Listen, they're too old for that. They're senior citizens, for Christ's sake.
They're too old for life. These dogs are fucking... They have expired. They're sour milk
they
in
have
the dog
They community. Have the rambunctiousness and peppiness of a puppy.
Oh, because they do that fucking the thing where they hop on their back legs for three
right.
seconds and then go lay down.
Right.
Frank, they're old and decrepit. You need new dogs. You need new dogs.
Oh, that's this is it. This is I'm not getting anything.
You're never going to get another dog.
I'm not going to say never, but it's not when my children are still living here.
Why?
Because I don't need the aggravation. We had the dogs before we had children.
So when your kids move out, you'll get another dog.
Maybe.
Well, you'll have to get two.
Absolutely, you always have to get two because they
you don't have to get two.
They have to keep each other company. You don't get. Listen, if you were trapped somewhere by animals, you'd want to have another human to keep yourself company, wouldn't you? Well, the dogs need to have another companion of the same kingdom in order to keep themselves company.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I think you're hairy enough for your fucking one dog that you could buy.
Excuse me?
You're hairy enough for the one dog. Just get
Whatever.
One fucking dog. They'll think you're a fucking snow beast, and then they'll be okay. They'll think they have another one of their own in the fucking lineup. I'm sorry. I'm just devastated. We've had a lot of loss, Frank. I don't mean to attack you and your dogs, but there's no celebrity pet deaths that really upset me. I mean, we lost Michael Jackson, Farrah Fawcett, Ed McMahon, and Billy Mays, Frank.
He's a hero of yours.
Something of a hero, yeah. Something of that. But let me ask you something, Frank. Out of the names mentioned, which caused you to have or to feel the biggest sense of loss? Now, I'm sure you probably didn't feel much of anything, but which affected you the most?
Well, I think I already mentioned that.
Which one?
Fred Travellina.
Oh, that was it? Fred Travellina? Yeah. I thought we were actually talking about real celebrities, not people that were on fucking Hollywood.
Out of the real ones?
Out of the real ones. Come on.
I got to go with the Moonwalker himself. I mean, come on.
Yeah, you and everybody else in the world. The big outpouring of sadness and people calling into the radio shows and all that's fine. But to me, I recognized it as a loss. But when I heard, while eating my Panera meal, when I got that text message from a young sheepy that Billy Mays had moved on, I was taken aback. I was literally bothered. I mean, Steve the LARPer agrees with me. He says, when Billy Mays died, he said out loud, "Why?" But I had to text him back and say, "You're kidding. He didn't die, did he?" Sheepy said, "Yes. They found him dead in his Florida home." And the rumor was that, it actually happened, but the rumor of how he died was that a suitcase knocked him on the head. He made some, "Oh, I got a really hard head," whatever. And he went home and fell asleep and never woke up. But that's not true. That has happened in I think this year, or was it late last year, Natasha Richardson, her fucking head got bumped and she eventually died later on. That shit is fucking scary. Do you know how many times you bump your head as a kid or whatever? You fight, you play games, whatever. You get hit in the head, no fucking big deal. But now you're hearing more and more. You get hit in the head, and then you're fine, and then all of a sudden you're dead. Your brain swells to the point where it can't fucking expand anymore, and then you're done. You're dead. Nothing. Gone. Wiped. Because you bumped your fucking head. You know how fucking frightening that is? Don't you ever worry about that? I mean, you don't have any padding on your head. Your head is completely just exposed to any bump that may occur.
I worry about it now, yeah. I mean, I took it for granted before, but it's a frightening, especially with children, you know?
I mean, even my dad. My dad hated Billy Mays, but he found out he was dead. He's like, "Oh, man, fuck, poor guy. Poor guy." My dad was the first person to turn off a Billy Mays commercial. Couldn't stand the guy. Why is he got to yell every time? Always using his hand. Blah, 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 blah. Taking it back a little bit. I think he drew more of a response from more people than Michael Jackson. That's what I'm going to say. I think it's the big thing to either be strongly against sensitivity to Michael Jackson's death or strongly for sensitivity to it. The people that are kind of like, that's really sad, few and far between. People are left and right on this fucking issue here. But with Billy Mays, I think it's fairly consistent. I mean, there was a Twitter thread going on here. Wear blue for Billy. Well, I'm wearing green, but, I still thought that was a pretty fucking interesting thing that people actually rallied around a guy that fucking tried to sell them soap. They fucking loved a guy who wanted to clean their bathrooms for two payments of $19.95 or whatever. They fucking loved the guy.
They had I guess he was a member of the Twitter community.
Oh, he was? I didn't know that. I would have followed.
Yes. And the day before he died,
wow.
He posted June 27th, just had a close call landing in Tampa. The tires blew out upon landing.
Shit.
Stuck in the plane on the runway. You can always count on U.S. Air. And the day later, he drops dead.
Holy shit. See, that's the scary thing about the internet and the perpetuity of everything you write. It's going to be there after you are fucking gone. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show. Who's this?
This is Thomas.
Thomas?
No, Tom S.
Oh, Tom S. How are you, Tom S?
I'm great. I just wanted to call in and agree about Billy Mays, But, it's not as great as the what? Show. Why not? Oh,
so, boy. Billy Mays' death is not as good as the what show? I don't know if...
That makes no sense.
I don't know about all you other fans of The What Show, but if I'm going to compare things that The What Show isn't on the level with, or if I'm going to say The What Show is better than something, I'm going to pick something a little bit better than a fucking pitch man dying. Maybe like the Super Bowl. Not as good as The What Show. No. Billy Mays' death. Not as good as The What Show. There's nothing good about Billy Mays' death. But The What Show's okay, too. Check them out Friday nights, 9:30 to 12:30. I suspect that Tom S. has something to do with The What Show. Maybe we'll find that out. I don't know. TheWhatShow.com. Now, Frank, are you a big fan of The What Show, or actually are you instead a fan of Billy Mays' death?
No, I'm a fan of both. I'm not a fan of anybody's death. And for people to celebrate that, it's a travesty.
Now, Farrah Fawcett died. Frank, I have no fucking connection to this whatsoever. Completely before my time. Was this someone that you, let's just say, looked at pictures of?
She never really made anything too pornography. I mean, most of her shots were with bathing suits, and not only that, but one-piece bathing suits, although her nipples were hard. The problem with that is, she was popular in the 70s and then she kind of like faded away and then came back as a serious actress. And at that point, her looks have pretty much faded.
Has it ever come to pass that like someone that you used to look at during special times has passed on?
Well, I mean, I would never look I would never look at a pornography photograph or movie of somebody who has passed on. I will never do that.
So you'll never enjoy pornography if one of the stars is dead. Does it matter if it's the man that's dead or the woman?
Well, listen, I don't watch pornography for men, so I wouldn't even know their names.
Occasionally you see a video where someone's getting banged. I mean, come on, it's going to happen.
Right.
Yeah. Well, let's just say, if it came to light that Farrah Fawcett had made a sex tape in the 70s, and it came out, would you watch it?
Probably not.
You wouldn't watch it?
Would you?
Of course. Absolutely. I don't think there's a celebrity sex tape I wouldn't watch. If I found out that Chuck Norris had a sex tape, I'd probably watch it. I'd watch any of them, as long as it's not illegal or gay sex. I'm watching it.
It's a good question, but it's just a weird feeling I would get inside my system.
Can you say that because
I feel weird watching actors who are dead who are just doing regular movies. I find that a little strange.
So it's something about seeing the person? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I mean, you're seeing the person alive and breathing, and but knowing that they're dead in real life, and it's just doesn't affect you at all.
It interests me a little bit. Like they were airing interviews of Michael Jackson, and I was captivated. Like I was just watching this, I'm like, wow, this dude is fucking dead right now. And I would never have watched it when he was alive. He's dead. I'm watching it now.
Shimone.
Just let it go.
I feel the same way. I feel the same way. I can't watch it either.
The internet can transmit germs, Frank, as well, you know. I got a little bit of a cough, I'm not going to lie. I'm getting sick and I can't call out of work. It's fucking terrible. Oh, man. I don't know, Frank. I feel bad. I feel bad for Billy Mays. I mean, he had a budding rap career. He was on the way up. Why don't we take a quick break and listen to some stuff that he put together? I don't know. Maybe he'll Tupac this thing. Maybe he'll have some stuff that gets released, posthumously, whatever it is. Posthumous or posthumous? Which is it?
Posthumous.
Thank you. You are the go-to guy for English grammar. This is the DJ New Style Show. On Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com. The thing you do with your ears. And the place.
Frank, to be.
Thank you.
The DJ New Style Show will be back after something.
Billy Mays here, live from the hereafter. I heard all your fucked up jokes and all your laughter, but it's alright, you motherfuckers have your fun, cause I'm a fucking angel, I'm still out for number one. I still drop words and beats right into your brain, but Billy Mays don't sell products, he makes rain. Literally. Yeah, now I control the weather. I can make snow fall above untreated leather. But hey, you didn't listen, now your couch is ruined. Don't know what to do, ask that douche Vince for your next move. Orange Glow could have saved your shit, but you were too stupid and cheap to purchase or at least try it. Speaking of moves, Billy Mays made some quick. Up here I use my charm, on Earth I use my dick. I used to fuck a lot of blacks, Chinese, and Spics, but let Billy off the hook for racial shit. I'm tight with Jesus, his father thinks I'm the tits. They both sit and listen to stories about the shit I did. From knocking out my fans, to rooting for SIDS, to how I left your mother with unacknowledged kids. You think they'd hate to hear that shit, but it fucking slays. Billy Mays holds court up here for days, and a day stays long like my dick did on Earth. Cause the sun don't go down and hell, we don't work. I'll be checking in with you, until then you can eat my ass. The best thing Billy Mays did was collapse and drop dead and then ascend up to heaven. Cause I get to eat with Jews if the bread is unleavened. Billy Mays. Eternity.
The DJ New Style Show.
I'm DJ New Style, but let's stop for a second. Just call me Ken. We're gonna be friends here, okay? Online e-pals. We'll do what online friends do. We'll post messages to each other. We'll create threads together. Post images. Play games. I mean, where else could we do that? Facebook, MySpace, Twitter, Tumblr? No, none of those places. We'll do it on a message board on HearUsTalk.com. Create your little account, make your little name, and meet me there. All you have to do is go to RadioBronzeFans.com. I'll see you there. Thank you. Welcome back to the DJ New Style Show. I'm Ken, he's Frank. Go to DJNewStyleShow.com. Download everything we've ever done. Listen to everything we'll ever do. Put out there, watch it. DJNewStyleShow.com. Germ Freak, I hope you had a nice break. Yeah, I'm going to call you Germ Freak, and why not? Because I'm fading this out professionally. Very, very professionally right now. What are you up to there, Frankie?
Hey, what's up, Kenny?
Hey, hey, how are you? You have a nice break?
It was uneventful.
Interesting. Uneventful. That 2 minutes was very uneventful. Billy Mays locked down the flow from beyond, I would say. And, you know, I think he'll continue to do it. I hope so from time to time. I mean, I don't want to, you know, hope that he doesn't get to enjoy eternity, but I'd like to hear him more. Now, you were telling me that you had something for me here for the show in light of these recent deaths. Now, I'm not really privy to what it is. Could you explain it a little bit?
I compiled a little bit. You know, that we've had so many recent deaths, famous deaths, so soon within a recent time frame, and I put together a little bit of a question and answer. If you could guess the right dead celebrity,
guess the dead celebrity now.
Yes.
Okay, I think I could do it. What's the what is the gist of it though?
Well, I just simply ask you a question, and I give you multiple choice of the most recent dead celebrities that have recently passed, and you got to tell me who it is.
Okay.
Maybe other people could call to join in the hijinks.
If you want to call in, it's 316-768-4472. That's 316-768-4472. I'll take a couple here. If anybody wants to join in, please feel free. But I'm fairly confident that I will do quite well. Believe me. I'm pretty sure that I'm gonna fucking house this. Because I do know a lot about celebrities, Frank. I didn't think that you would enough to put a game together, but why don't we just rock it out a little? What do you have? Oh, wait. We need a little bit of background music, I think. Yeah, okay. Let's do this. What do you got for us, Frank?
I have a couple of questions, and I want to... you ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. This dead celebrity was a member of PETA. Are you familiar with PETA?
Yes, I am. Now, when you say this dead celebrity, what are the names that I have to work with?
I will give you four choices.
Because I got to tell you right now, I don't know shit about Tavolino.
I will give you four choices.
Okay, give me the four choices.
This person was a member of PETA. Was it A, David Carradine, B, Dom DeLuise, C, B, Arthur, or D, Farrah Fawcett?
I don't think there's a fucking chance in hell that Dom DeLuise is a member of PETA, partly because he ate so many animals in his fucking lifetime. But I'm going to say that is Farrah Fawcett.
And I'm going to say that you are incorrect.
Incorrect? What are you talking about?
Because the correct answer is none other than the lovely B. Arthur.
Did you read her name?
Yes.
I didn't hear it. Sorry. Looks like I failed. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak. We're playing a little bit of a dead celebrity trivia game. Did you come up with a name for this at all, Frank?
No, did you?
I don't know. Well, I guess we're guessing. I don't know. Let's call it That Was Me, But I'm Dead Now. Fuck it. We're playing That Was Me, But I'm Dead Now. You're on the DJ New Style Show. Who's this?
Oops, I'm dead.
What? Who? I'm sorry, what?
Oops, I'm dead.
I don't know. I have no idea where this is coming from, but I'm going to say hello to our buddy, Foundry Music Jeff. Jeff, what's going on?
What's up, Jeffrey? Thanks for calling in.
Jeff, would you like to be a contestant on That Was Me, But I'm Dead?
Now.
I like, Oops, I'm Dead.
Oh, that you're suggesting a name. I'm sorry. Oops, I'm Dead. Okay, you know what? We'll call it Oops, I'm Dead for right now. If you can get this question right now, Frank, go ahead and ask your question.
This person's house became consumed with toxic mold, which was blamed for the death of their pet dog, Muffin. Was it A, Farrah Fawcett, B, Billy Mays, C, David Carradine, or D, Ed McMahon?
I'm going to say D, Ed McMahon.
Ken, what's your answer?
It certainly isn't. If you honestly think there's a planet in this fucking universe that would have Billy Mays living in a house of toxic mold, the fucking OxyClean kid, you're wrong. I'm going to say, I agree with Jeff, it's Ed McMahon.
You are both correct.
Yes!
And Ken, I'll even further that. Billy Mays caught dead with a dog named Muffin, not on my watch.
Not a chance. Not a fucking chance. If you even
you know the dog's name Spike. Well, one of his products.
No, it was Kaboom. His dog's name is Kaboom or Awesome Auger. Those are the only two names his dog could have. Jeff, would you like
That's
to feel
a great name for a dog?
Awesome Auger. Jeff, would you like to do another one?
Oh, I would love it.
Oh, actually, we have another caller as well. They can be part of the fun here. 316-768-4472. You're on with Jeff and Germ Freak. Who's this?
Yo, via Messenger.
Via Messenger, holla back.
What's up, Mr. Wesley?
Since Jeff got that right, the game is now called Oops, I'm Dead. Via Messenger, are you ready to play a round of Oops, I'm Dead?
Yes, sir.
Okay, here we go. Frank, what is the next one? Oops, I'm Dead.
This dead celebrity had a degree in microbiology. Is it A, Farrah Fawcett, B, Ed McMahon, C, Billy Mays, or D, B, Arthur?
Microbiology. Let's go. Let's throw it over to VA Messenger, the new guy.
And no cheating by looking on the internet.
I'm going to have to go with the almighty Billy Mays.
Jeff, okay, your answer, please.
Yeah, I'm going to say many of his fantastic products require some sort of scientific background, so I'm going to go with Billy Mays.
I'm going away with both of you. No, I'm sorry. Because college is for pussies. And if one thing I know about Billy Mays, he is no pussy, and he is not going to be getting any book learning on microbiology. He's the type of guy just to mix shit under the sink and hope it works. It is not him. What are my other choices?
Farrah Fawcett, Ed McMahon, or B. Arthur?
I'm gonna go B. Arthur. B. Arthur has the degree in microbiology.
You are all incorrect. Farrah Fawcett has a degree in microbiology, or had a degree in microbiology.
Yeah, she certainly had it, but we're all wrong.
Wow.
All three of us.
You know what, though? Now she is microbiology.
Jesus Christ. She is something that... She was one of her final exams now. That's what it is. Frank, why don't you give us another one here? I'm loving the game. Oops, I'm dead.
This dead celebrity worked for a hazardous waste company in Atlantic City, New Jersey. Is it A, Billy Mays, B, B. Arthur, C, Dom DeLuise, or D, Farrah Fawcett?
VA Messenger.
I'm going to have to go with Billy Mays.
I have a feeling that that VA Messenger is going to be going with his beard buddy, Billy Mays. Every single one. Jeff, what do you say?
The occupation was what, Frank?
He worked at a obviously you know it's going to be one of the two guys. He worked at a hazardous waste company in Atlantic City, New Jersey. I narrowed down to two.
All right, well, I'm gonna say the person has to be of Italian descent.
Whoa, good.
Because that is a very Italian job to have. So I'm gonna say Dom DeLuise.
So the logic here is Dom DeLuise, mafioso type waste management. So that's what Jeff thinks. VA Messenger has a beard, so he's saying Billy Mays. I honestly think that this is what spawned a legendary career in seeking cleanliness. I'm going to go with Billy Mays.
Whoever answered Billy Mays is correct.
Yes! Me and you, Wes. Ooh. Me and you, Wes. Oh, and Jeff. Jeff, you get this. A little bit of...
What?
You get this little sound right here. Yes, it's a current affair. It's a current affair. So, what are the scores? I think I got my first point. I don't think...
It's hard to keep track because people entered at different times, so...
It's okay. You know what, Frank? Let's just do this. It's a fun thing to do. It's a little game that Jeff has called.
I want to make a disclaimer as well. We're not here poking fun at these deaths. We're celebrating their deaths.
We're celebrating their lives. We're not celebrating their deaths. If you celebrate someone's death, you're generally not a big fan of their person. I'm celebrating his fucking death. Fuck Billy Mays. No, we're celebrating their life and their legacy with a little game called Oops! I'm Dead. What's next, Frank?
In 2008, this dead celebrity was featured on a list of the world's worst hotel guests. Was it A, David Carradine, B, Farrah Fawcett, C, B, Arthur, or D, Michael Jackson?
Wow. Worst hotel guests. I'm going to say when you're found in a hotel closet with your fucking nuts strung up dead... Probably not the best hotel guest. I'm going to go David Carradine. What do you say, Found Your Music, Jeff?
I'm going to say B. Arthur. I think when that bitch gets in the hotel room, she starts tearing shit apart.
I think she did did what Frank's dog did on the bed every time. That's what I think of B. Arthur, but I'm still staying David Carradine. Wes, what do you think, buddy?
What are my choices again?
David Carradine, Farrah Fawcett, B. Arthur, or Michael Jackson.
I'm going to have to go Wacko Jacko.
And I'm going to have to say that, Wesley, you're correct.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, I'm wrong?
Yes, you are.
Fuck. I don't like being wrong, Frank. By the way, Frank, what game are we playing right now?
Oops, I'm dead.
What's next?
Let's see what we got here. In 1997, this dead celebrity was accused of stealing $72,000 worth of jewelry. Is it A, Billy Mays, B, Farrah Fawcett, C, David Carradine, or D, Ed McMahon?
And what year was it?
97.
Let's throw it over to VA Messenger. He got it correct last time. Let's see if he can get this one.
I'm going to say Billy Mays likes his jewelry a lot, so I'm going Billy Mays.
It's a given. It's a given with you. So VA Messenger says Billy Mays. Jeff, your answer.
I'm going to take insult to the previous Billy Mays comment. Billy Mays is a super wealthy man and does not require additional jewels.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Ed McMahon because he needs the money. Obviously, he's been doing all of those senior citizen commercials.
Yeah, I kind of agree, but I'm just going to go with Farrah Fawcett because she's a whore.
In 1997, Farrah Fawcett was accused of stealing $72,000.
Thank you. Thank you. For both of you, though, we do have a prize for getting it wrong. It's a little sound effect that kind of rubs it in. It rubs your failure in a little bit. Frank, do we have how many?
I get it. My logic was infallible.
Well, yes. Diamonds and jewelry are for fags. So that would cause you to pick Billy Mays or to choose, decide against Billy Mays. Frank, how many more of these do we have? Do we have a few more?
Whenever you want to stop, you tell me.
Frank's got it in spades. By the way, Frank, I'm not with it tonight. I'm not sure exactly what game we're playing.
Oops, I'm dead.
Here we go.
In 1989, this dead celebrity was convicted of drunk driving. Is it A, David Carradine, B, Billy Mays, C, Farrah Fawcett, or D, Dom DeLuise?
Let's throw it over to Jeff.
Definitely gonna have to go with David Carradine on this one.
David Carradine, Jeff thinks he's the drunk driver. VA Messenger.
David Carradine was a freak and a drunk, so I'm going with David Carradine.
Wow. I guess I'm gonna pick it up for VA Messenger. I'm gonna go with there is nothing more manly than drunk driving. Therefore, it is Billy Mays. Billy Mays was arrested for drunk driving.
In 1989, David Carradine was convicted.
Yeah.
God damn it all. Jeff gets the point. Jeff gets the point.
Hey,
and I get...
I got it.
You got it too. Oh, I'm sorry, Jeff and Wes. I'm the only one getting one of these. Yeah, by the way, Frank, Steve the LARPer is irate. He loves the game, but he can't stand the fact that you keep saying he or she. So you're giving it away, you dumb fuck.
Whatever.
Just say this person.
There's still two people left.
This dead celebrity. This rotting pile. Wait, Frank, you said there's two more? There's two more in what?
There's two more. If I say that it's a he, then there's still two choices of he's, so.
Okay, but I don't understand.
Frank, I'll give you an example. This person in her childhood years rubbed Barbie dolls on young girls' vaginas. See how that works?
Yes. Now, Frank, I don't quite know what we're doing right now. Could you help me out?
I think it's called Oops, You're Dead.
Oops, You're What?
Oops, I'm dead.
I'm like it.
All right, let's do this. Go.
This celebrity appeared on an episode of Judge Judy as a witness. Is it A, Billy Mays, D, B, Dom DeLuise, C, B, Arthur, or D, Ed McMahon?
Wow. I'm gonna throw it over to VA Messenger right now.
I'm thinking that Billy Mays is going for some kind of patent lawsuit with Judge Judy. So Billy Mays.
VA Messenger says Billy Mays. FM Jeff.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go with Billy Mays too. I think they both share the same star power and probably rotate in the same circle. So Billy Mays for me.
I agree, Billy Mays, because you know what? If there's a television show being broadcast, Billy Mays wants to be a part of it. My answer is Billy Mays. Frank, what is the answer?
The answer is none other than the lovely B. Arthur.
All three of us. We all suck.
What, was she going for a Judge Judy lookalike?
Yeah, why was B. Arthur on there? Do you know?
It was something about she was a witness for some type of animal rights situation or something like that.
Oh, so. Come on!
Eat her again.
Ugh. All right, listen. Here's the next one.
The next one of what?
Of Oops, I'm Dead.
You need to put feeling into that.
Oops!
Animal rights. Give me a break.
Oops! I'm dead!
What's going on your leg?
Okay, Frank, here you go.
This dead celebrity graduated from the world-renowned Manhattan's High School of Performing Arts. Is it A, Dom DeLuise, B, David Carradine, C, B. Arthur, or D, Farrah Fawcett?
Throw it over to Jeff.
I'm going to say classically trained actor. Going to go with B. Arthur on this one.
All right, VA Messenger. Billy Mays!
Unfortunately, I have to agree with Jeff and say B. Arthur.
I'm going to go David Carradine.
And the dead celebrity who graduated from Manhattan High School of Performing Arts, Dom DeLuise.
Dom DeLuise? God, it certainly didn't work for you, buddy. You couldn't even play straight. You know,
he was in History of the World Part 2.
Respect to the dead. Respect to the dead. But all of us... God, no good. Frank, why don't we wrap it up with one more? Now, give us your best one. But, Frank, before you give it to us, you have to tell us exactly what it is. What is this?
Oops, I'm gay. I'm dead.
So the answer is Dom DeLuise. The answer is Dom DeLuise.
Way out of Frank's subconscious.
Yes, Frank. What is the last one for? Oops, I'm dead.
You know that? I gotta pick a good one here. Can we just make it a two more if that's possible?
Sure, two more. We'll go two more.
Okay. This dead celebrity has never had a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Is it A, Ed McMahon, B, B. Arthur, C, Farrah Fawcett, or D, Dom DeLuise?
Ooh. So Ed McMahon, Farrah Fawcett, B. Arthur, or Dom DeLuise? Let's go to VA Messenger.
If you put Billy Mays, it would have been a lock. I'm going to say, I'll go with Dom DeLuise.
Okay, and Jeff.
I'm going to go with Farrah Fawcett because she really didn't do a lot of film work, so I don't see how she deserves one.
Yeah, she didn't deserve one, but a lot of people wanted to fuck her. So I'm guessing, I'm gonna say...
Well, then maybe she should get one on the Horror Walk of Fame or something.
She does. She actually has one. I'm going to say Ed McMahon.
You all guessed?
Yeah.
The correct answer is B. Arthur. She does not or did not have a star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Shows you how highly...
Finally!
That shows you how highly we think of fucking Golden Girls and Maude.
That's ridiculous. She should definitely have a star.
Absolutely. Frank, what is it that we're playing?
Oops, I'm Dead.
All right, let's hear our last one.
Last one.
Oops, I'm Dead!
This dead celebrity appeared in an episode of Baywatch. Is it A, Michael Jackson, B, Ed McMahon, C, Farrah Fawcett, or D, B, Arthur?
Let's go to Jeff.
I'm going to say Farrah Fawcett. That's a no-brainer.
Let's go to VA Messenger.
I would think just for the titty aspect, it would have to be Farrah.
I'm going to go with Michael Jackson.
I will reveal the answer as follows. Hi-oh, Ed McMahon.
Wow! Ed McMahon! Congratulations, you squandered every fucking cent you earned. You were earning into the 90s, you fucking greedy fuck. You squandered every fucking cent.
I'll be ready.
Well, thank you, VA Messenger and Foundry Music Jeff, for playing. Oops, I'm Dead. And Jeff, thank you for naming Frank's bit. Hopefully, we'll have a few more celebrities die and we can play it again someday.
A pleasure. Dub dub to you.
Dub dub.
Thank you very much.
A little bit of Warcraft talk, Frank. A little bit of Warcraft talk. It's not a big deal. Warcraft 3. Not World of, because, you know, we have minds. Thank you. Frank, how do you think that went? I think that went pretty well.
I think it went okay.
Do you think we could keep it going? Did you want to do more of this, or is that over?
Oh, no, whenever you, it's up to you. We could stop now. It's no big deal.
I didn't know how much material you had.
No, we could finish. We're done.
Okay. Maybe we'll save it for another day. Or maybe the post show in the Heroes Talk chat room on Pal Talk. But I don't know about you, but I need to take a break because I need to urinate and perhaps enjoy a nice beverage. And by the way, Billy Mays, American Hero, he's got another one for us here. It's the DJ New Style Show. Go to DJNewStyleShow.com. Download everything we've ever done. Subscribe to our podcast. Get your friends doing the same fucking thing. And also, Thursday nights, Best in Show Radio. And tomorrow night, Hear Us Talk, movie night. Starting at 9 p.m., go to HearUsTalk.com. Watch a movie with us. We make fun of it. We enjoy it. We love it. HearUsTalk.com. We'll be right back on the DJ New Style Show.
The DJ New Style Show will be right back.
I love that clip, dude. That's why we might as well take our time.
Yeah. Billy Mays here from the great beyond. Yeah, that's right, Billy's dead and he's gone. Off the air, canceled, my life dismantled. I got no more deals, no products to handle. And if you hold a candle to me, I'll burn. Cause my bones are dead, they're about to turn into dust. And I'm learning that death ain't the real thing. Because I got a lot of shit that I can bring. Yeah, to hell or heaven, wherever I end up, I'm gonna have to find God or the devil and tell him to shut up. Billy Mays is in charge now, fuck your face. I'm gonna tell you how to change your ways and make more dollars, more days. You got time, that's all you have. I'm gonna have to kill dirt and grime. Clean up heaven, burn the flames. And then go down to hell and do the same. Extinguish, I won't mingle. I'll just remove my fingers and then I'll tingle. Because you know Billy Mays can't wrinkle. Cause now I can't age. I got a new life and I'ma turn the page. Kaboom, orange glow, don't need that shit. Okay, I'll bring OxyClean cause it's a habit I can't quit. I snort 3 lines a day of that shit. And let me tell you, goddamn shit makes me itch. In my nasal cavity, there's no fucking gravity. I'm a fucking spirit, I can fly wherever I have to be. I don't give a shit cause Billy Mays dies. But I'm on your channel still, and DVRs, I'm wise. I made moves before I dropped dead. My heart enlarged, yes, but you know I've got a head on my shoulders. At least I did, now I'm dead and gone. Billy Mays, at the end of the pond. I'm dug in, right in front of my stone. Yeah, if you wanna do it again, dig me up and suck my bone. Cause you're not alone, bitches will clone. Because they wanna have Billy Mays' load on their lips.
The DJ New Style Show.
When the weather starts to warm up, everyone wants to hit the gym to look good. But there's no need for all that. You can look good by sporting your favorite Hear Us Talk logos and designs all year round. Log on to hearustalk.spreadshirt.com and check out the latest apparel. Men and women can find everything from t-shirts and track jackets to hooded and zippered sweatshirts featuring all of your favorite Hear Us Talk designs. If not hitting the gym has left you too big or too small, we'll have a size to fit you. So check out hearustalk.spreadshirt.com and cover yourself with us.
Lucky you, you're listening to the DJ New Style Show, dick.
Yeah, welcome back to the DJ New Style Show. Exclusively on HearUsTalk.com. That's HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears, and the place to be. Better you than me. Better you than me. Isn't that right, Frank, you fucking heartless bastard?
Shimone.
And you just can't get over Michael Jackson.
Shimone.
We're on the heels of the greatest loss this country's ever suffered, Billy Mays, and you're just stuck in the past. I can't believe it. I don't know, Frank. How do you manage to stay so fucking just happy and optimistic? I mean, what are you doing on your weekends that has you so fucking excited and pleased with life? I don't understand.
This weekend I went to a wonderful, wonderful wedding. It was actually an afternoon wedding, the first time I ever went to a wedding on an afternoon. And it was, without a doubt, the best food I have ever had at a wedding.
Wait a minute.
Excuse me?
Is the first time you went to an afternoon wedding? What time?
An afternoon. The wedding started at 12 in the afternoon.
Well, what time do you think?
It was 12 to...
What time are the other weddings start for you?
They usually start like, 6 o'clock. Cocktail
hours. Oh, you mean the
six.
Reception and all that?
The reception.
Okay. All right. So it was an afternoon wedding. Someone you knew?
It was like my second cousin.
Oh, so you didn't really know him.
I know him.
No, you didn't know him. Shut up.
Listen to me. The food... Listen, I'm a connoisseur on good food. And this food was without a doubt, the most tastiest and creamiest and delectable I've ever had in my life. And the situation is as follows. You know, when you're at this... Here's the problem, though. I don't know if you've ever been to a wedding, but they usually have the first hour. Just...
How many times have you fucking spoken to me?
I'm just trying to make conversation.
I know you are. You're trying to shift gears and fill in words. It's okay, Frank.
The first hour of the reception is what's called a cocktail hour. A lot of people we have who are listening, they're from down south and everything. They don't have like weddings in their backyard. They don't know what weddings are like. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? So, yeah, they do that. They go to rent out like a baseball field
like
and fucking
a fucking VFW or something.
Yeah. So you had a grand.
So the
hall.
First hour is the cocktail hour. Now to me, the cocktail hour is nothing more than playing beat the clock with trying to shove as much food in your mouth as humanly possible.
You're absolutely right.
You have 60 minutes to just cram your mouth with food and drinks and deliciousness. Because let's face it, the cocktail hour is where the best food is usually at.
Let me tell you something. The cocktail hour is where legends are made. People that casually attend buffets, no. Sorry, we don't need you. We need fucking pros. If you're going to make the most out of a cocktail hour, you need to bring your fucking A game. You need to use every strategy available. You're going to go up, you're going to get as many plates as you can carry, and fill it with everything. You go really quick to your table, taste, leave that shit there, go and get everything that you like.
You will go back more than once with your plate.
I have an hour, Frank. I have to.
Right.
I have no choice. I can't just go up and I'll just have 7 pieces of cheese and maybe I'll try a cut of that roast beef.
And the worst thing is the cocktail dishes are like the size of saucers, for Christ's sake.
It's the worst thing in the world.
Give me a big fucking trench, for Christ's sake. A big platter.
Everything is against you in the cocktail hour. They don't want you to eat a lot. It's expensive food. Unless you're in Alabama, and then your cocktail hour is pretty much like an all-day event, and they have a jug of fucking Kool-Aid and, some fucking finger foods. But at a real cocktail hour, you need to rub elbows, Frank. You need to charm people. You need to go up to the person that looks the most important that's working the event and schmooze and get the bigger plate. You need to go up to the person with the most exquisite foods and get them to give you double portions. You need to do these things. I go up to the lady with the lamb fucking chops. I treat her like she's a fucking royalty. I shook her hand and let her fucking feel good, loved, and appreciated. And I got, goddamn it, if I didn't get as many chops as I could eat. You need to employ all of these tactics, Frank. You have 60 minutes. Time is ticking. It's fucking, it's a lightning round buffet. And everything is amazing. So tell me you did okay.
I did very well. I was eating and eating and eating. We had beef Wellington, Chateaubriand, chicken franchise. We had all kinds of cheeses and creamy pastas and whatnot. It was, listen, I ate so much that I really wasn't even hungry for the main dinner.
And that usually happens. Now,
but there's so many different tastes and textures that you just, I feel compelled to eat it all. You know, I have to taste everything.
But did you waste any time getting drinks?
Well, I didn't really drink myself. I didn't drink a lot. I didn't drink any alcohol that night. No.
Okay, but if you were to, the time to do it is after the cocktail hour. You have the rest of the day to drink. You have 60 seconds to eat this food. It's going away. You'll never see it again. The giant shrimp, come on. They run out. They don't even put them out anymore. You need to be up there getting these things. You can't be in line trying to get a fucking vodka tonic. You'll get them all night. Very adamant about this, Frank. Very, very adamant. Jesus. And you know what's the worst? Is when you are in a wedding and you don't get to partake in the cocktail hour. Has that ever happened to you?
Well, I noticed that a lot. I mean, when I got married, the wedding party had their own cocktail hour privately. But I've noticed a lot now that the bride and groom will come out during the regular cocktail hour with the guests and enjoy themselves. Whereas 10 years ago, I don't recall that happening.
No, it never did. It never did. It used to be the private affair for the bridal party. And then somehow, in the middle between then and now, it became an event just for the guests. And then the wedding party was out. They couldn't have any of that. And people got sick of it, and now they decided they want to mill about with all the commoners that aren't fucking part of the wedding. And that's where we're at now, Frank. So now, as a person enjoying the cocktail, you're battling against people that feel entitled because they're wearing a fucking tux or a dress or whatever, and you're just in a normal suit.
When I got married, I had the worst case of itchy ass imaginable.
How was it the worst imaginable?
It was awful. I had to scratch my anus on the pew.
What did you do when you were standing up, though? Because now that
I was just I was wiggling around. It was awful. I had the worst anal itch that day.
Do you have a wedding video? Please tell me you have a wedding video.
I got a wedding video.
Is it visible in the wedding video?
Well, I think you could see me like when I went down the aisle with Donna. You know, I stopped and I rubbed my ass on the pew rest.
Did you really do that? Is it visible?
And I don't know if the videographer got it. I don't think it's in the video.
Let me tell you something right now. Apart from what will happen with Ed reading his AIDS test results, capturing a minute clip from your wedding video of you itching your ass on a fucking pew in a church would be the greatest thing ever to happen to the show. Ever. So, can we review this wedding video? Can we watch this wedding video pick a minute or two out of it?
It's a VHS tape.
We can convert it. We can convert it, Frank. Oh my God, we're getting the best idea from Barb. She's saying, let's put it on for movie night.
No fucking way. No fucking way. Mm. But listen, let me ask you a question. And this is, real quickly. Are you one of those people when you go to church, do you rest your ass on the seat at the time when you're supposed to kneel?
Yes, I do. I do. Sometimes I'll even rest on my legs if I'm in the front and it's a wider seat. But I can't kneel. I need to sit down a little bit. I touch my knees to the little spot, and then I relax a little bit.
But don't you feel like you're doing something wrong by resting your ass in the seat?
Everybody's doing it. Come on. Everybody's doing that. You're not getting away with anything. They would tell you. They can see you doing it. This isn't something that some sin you've committed that they don't know about until you tell them. They're seeing it go on. Sometimes, like, when you're old and you can't get up, they don't care if you even fucking move. Just sit in the pew and they'll bring the shit to you. They'll bring the wafer and the wine to you. You don't even have to move. If you're disabled, Frank, you don't have to move. You don't have to shake hands. You should just come to church in a wheelchair. Then be catered to for an hour or whatever it is. And I gotta tell you, as a Catholic, we have the shortest fucking service ever. The shortest ever. Until you get a priest that is just way too into being a priest and doing the sermon. When I was, let me tell, blah, 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 little joke here, wait for a little friendly, polite laugh, another little joke here, and then people are looking down at their fucking watches. They're like, I gotta eat a fucking bagel in 10 minutes. Hurry the fuck up. People get really irate, and the older you are, the less filter you have, because you'll hear old ladies, when the priest or pastor, whatever you call him, takes too long, these old ladies will be, ah! You'll hear them let out exasperated gasps and groans and noises. Ah, so long! They just don't care anymore. But you, Frank, you've said before that you just get up and leave.
Yeah. Well, when I was younger, I would go to church and I would just, you know, I was one of those people who would just stand in the back by the holy water. And then sometimes I would do even worse than that. I would just stand in like the vestibule part or whatever you call it, the first part when you first come in.
Yeah.
I would just sit there in a fucking metal folding chair waiting for it to be over. there was no point in me even being there.
Our buddy Mike from Queens is suggesting that you were the type to play with the holy water.
I didn't play with the holy water. No, I mean I wasn't a nut back then. But
did you ever look into that little canister, or whatever they have for the holy water, the thing you're supposed to dip your fingers into? It looks like fucking brown egg drop soup. It's got some kind of fucking sediment in it. I can't even explain to you.
Now, for you yourself, you're not a germaphobe. Do you utilize the holy water?
Yeah, I do it. But I just don't look into it. If I look into it, it's a little gross. It's fucking disgusting. I mean, you look into it, it's got like some kind of a suspended dirt that never seems to settle. It's like always in flux.
And you did tell me that you do sip the wine at communion, isn't that?
Occasionally. I will do it occasionally, but only if I'm the first one. Not that matters. But I don't have to see people's lips go. I don't have to see people fucking making out with the goddamn chalice or whatever the fuck it is.
And then they feel as though they're going to sterilize it with a used hanky.
They wipe it and then they twist the cup a little bit. But I know people that do this. They pretend to turn the cup and they leave a spot for themselves. So they know that little cloth is bullshit too.
Were you a wafer? Did you get it in your mouth or in your hands?
I always hold it in my hands, Frank. Always.
Do you know that you're supposed to eat the wafer before leaving the altar area?
Yes. What did you do? Put it in your pocket?
I would sometimes
eat it with dinner.
No, because I saw somebody didn't put the wafer in his mouth, left the altar, and the priest stopped him and said, "You got to eat the wafer now."
He stopped everything just to tell you this.
No, not tell me, but to tell the person who did it.
Wow. Now during this wedding, did you go to the service? You went to the mass?
I did not go to the mass, no.
Is that something that you just don't go? I mean,
it was too much with the children. It was just too much. Usually we do, but in this case we didn't. And you know what? Most people don't. Most people don't go. I mean,
no one does.
Yeah,
I'll go if I'm related to the person, like directly, like, you know, cousin. Okay, second cousin. No, come on. I'll eat your food in about an hour. See you there. But yeah, the church at a wedding is interesting because some people just don't know what the fuck to do because they don't go to church, but they're in the wedding. So like at my friend Jimmy's wedding, there were people in the wedding that had to go up for communion that never get communion. They're not of that religion. So the priest said that everybody must go up, but if you are not accepting communion, you must cross your hands over your chest and walk on past. So it was like it's like they're forcing this upon everybody. So why would you bother going to the service? You know, like if it's not your religion, why are you even going? It's weird. I don't know. Anyway, Frank, so it was the best wedding ever. You got to connect with your family.
It was the best food. It wasn't necessarily the best wedding. It was the best food at a wedding I ever been to. So I will say that.
But you at least got to connect with your family, though. That's good.
Well, you know what? The problem with are you familiar with like rock bands or whatever?
No, never.
Okay. I'm sorry. Bruno.
Continue,
no,
please.
You'll have like a rock band that started out, you know, with five members, then somebody leaves, and then somebody else replaces the guitars, and the drummer leaves, and then somebody else, the bassist leaves, and two people replacing it. And after, you know, a few years, you have like maybe one original member left in the band.
Yeah.
But they'll still call themselves that particular name of the band. Well, that's how my family is, because I had such a big family, but, you know, I've had people who've – I mean, I've had, you know, cousins who passed away when they were, you know, just in like their 40s and 50s, and then their spouses would remarry, and I've had, you know, cousins who were blood related that passed away. And,
yeah.
And the cousin who married them through marriage is the surviving spouse, and now that person gets married. So – eventually, I'm sitting at a table where it's like me and one other person are the only original members of the family. Everybody else has just, you know, married into the family or married into the family.
And you're still not like in any kind of a stature. You're just right. where you always were. These people are dropping like flies. New people are coming in, and they're going above you.
And some of these people don't talk. I mean, they sit there like a bunch of Mama Lukes. They don't even talk. They're supposed to be cousins. They sit there like a fucking. Stone face, don't even talk. It's awkward. You know what I'm saying?
So now the people that aren't blood related, they were married to people that died.
Exactly. The people.
God. They go to their in-laws events and right. holidays and stuff.
Well, my mother's sister had a daughter who died of she had a brain tumor, so she died when she was like 49. Now, her surviving her husband who's not related to us, then remarried. So now I have somebody who's not even related to us marrying somebody who's definitely not related to us sitting at my table, and it's just difficult making small talk.
See, that's a little difficult, though, to even think that you would – I don't know. Like, if you no longer have ties to this family because your wife died, you're still going to Christmas. Like, Frank, God forbid. Let's just say – well, actually, no. You know what? Donna probably should die before you, I'm going to say, because she deserves a little time to herself in heaven. But let's say Donna dies before you and you're left alone, okay? Are you going to any of her in-laws' holidays or anything like that?
No fucking way. No.
See, that's what I'm saying.
I'm in never in a million. I don't go to them now. And she's alive.
That's the thing. This guy is the people at your family that you've described as a rock band, the fill-ins, the non-blood related relatives. They're fucking like masochists. They're going to family dinners. They're not. It's not even their fucking family. I can't understand that. I mean, could you imagine the abuse you would take going to Donna's family's Thanksgiving, Christmas, whatever, without Donna because Donna's dead?
Oh.
And then, God forbid, you start dating somebody, and you bring her around?
Wow.
I mean, that could not go over well. They already think that you stole Donna from them.
Right.
Right?
No doubt about it. I'm the black sheep it is, and can you imagine that it would be worse?
I mean, these people that are getting remarried, or they're dating somebody, they do bring the other woman there, right?
Right.
Yeah. How does that resonate with the rest of the family?
It doesn't – I mean, we have – my one cousin got divorced after being married for over 25 years. She got divorced. And, you know, and her husband was the nicest guy in the world. And now you know – and now the thing is, you know somebody for 25 years, and now he doesn't come to any functions anymore, and now she's dating somebody else. And now that new boyfriend is replacing her husband of 25 years, and it's just – it's like the other guy just – it's just, you know what? It reminds me of the you ever see a TV show called Bewitched?
Yes.
When they replaced one dick with another dick.
Yeah.
And
Dick York, Dick Sargent.
Yeah, I like the first dick better, but they replaced it with a second dick.
Really?
And as though nothing happened.
Well, what did you like about the first dick?
Well, the first dick, he was the way he would.
Was he really tall?
He was always stiff looking. He was a very stiff dick. And he didn't really
and you like
move
that.
A lot.
You really
I like stiff dicks. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
To each his own.
Yeah. So anyway, you know, and then they would. It's just like, you know, when you have a TV episode where one character replaces the other character and they don't even make mention of it. It's sort of like that.
Yeah.
That's all.
Well, I mean, I don't know. It happens. I mean, you notice it with the holiday table. Everybody pretty much has their assigned seating year after year. And then people drop off, and then, like, you know, eventually you shift down a seat. You shift down a seat, and then, you know, when it's your time to go, you're the one at the fucking head of the table, pretty much. You're the one that everybody's thinking is going to die next, and they want that seat. But then when they get there, they realize, oh, shit, I'm going to die next. The place you want to be is the end of the table. That's where the most life is, the most energy. When you get to that head of the table and shit, life's over. Everything's done. Yeah. We're trying to get Ed to call in, your buddy Ed. He said he had something for us, Frank. Speaking of stiff dicks, as you were, we're going to see if we can get him to call in real quick. I don't know too much about this. Are you aware of this?
All I know is he says, I got something for the show, and I have no idea what it even consists of. I hope it's not a complete failure like his fucking sports game that he did a couple months ago.
316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak. Who's this?
Hi, this is a sleeping Ed McGrath who wasn't paying attention.
You son of a bitch. Well, anyway, Ed, thank you for calling in. I understand you have something for the show tonight.
Yes, I do. I tried something last year trying to quiz Germ Freak, and that backfired horribly on me. So I'm gonna give it another shot.
You're going to quiz him on something?
No, not so much quiz. Those of us that know Germ Freak and communicate with him on a regular basis know that he has a peculiar way of wording things.
Yes.
So I'm going to work on that.
Okay. So now, why don't we get started? I mean, what's the overall topic here?
Germ Freak's going to tell us about sex.
Wow. Frank, are you aware of this?
I have heard of sex, yes.
I understand you're aware of sex. You have children and a wife.
Yes.
But are you aware that Ed was going to get you to talk about sex?
I was not aware of it, and I cannot wait for the failure to begin.
Shit.
Excellent.
All right, let's see what we've got here. Ed, why don't you start us off?
All right, so Frank, in your own words, I want you to tell me what you think these sexual terms mean. And we're going to start out very introductory. In the age of the internet, any 13-year-old would probably know these particular terms. So, Frank, in your own words, what is a pearl necklace?
A pearl necklace is when the gentleman releases his man juice around the chest area of a lady, thus forming a pearl necklace, if you will, which is actually a necklace of cum.
Very good.
Okay.
Very good.
All right. I'll read you the dictionary that I got from it's actually a website that I peruse every now and then when I don't understand a sexual term called Urban Dictionary. So the definition from there, and you hit it, in which you should know this, the glorious culmination of tit fucking in which you blow your nuts out all over a girl's tits, shoulders, neck, and with any luck, chin.
I think he nailed it.
Yep, he did.
Okay.
We're going to go now to a sexual position, Frank. Can you please explain the reverse cowgirl position?
The reverse cowgirl is when the man sits on the bed with his back against the headboard, and the woman sits on the bed, sits on his ding-dong, but is not facing him. Is facing... Well, no, forget that! This is... They're not facing each other. Like they're both facing the same direction, but they're not facing each other. And then the woman will bounce up and down on the man's ding dong until he releases fluids into her vaginal crevices.
Okay,
I think he nailed that one too. Let me just see what George Michael says. I think he agrees. He thinks that's a good definition.
Yes, the definition I got was sexual position where the female is in a superior position by placing herself on top of the male and facing his feet. So, yeah, you hit that one on the nose.
Okay. So far, so good, Frank. You're doing okay. But by the way, people are noticing, as I drop shit all over the place, people are noticing that you sound very uncomfortable describing these things.
It's a little awkward. It's a little awkward, but I'll do my best.
All right, let's move on. Ed, what's next in your list?
Okay, this is my last in the introductory category.
Okay.
This one, very basic, Frank. Can you please explain the 69 position?
The 69 position is when the man's face is up front against the woman's hair pie region, and then the woman's face is up close against the ding dong region, and they form the number 69 by performing oral sex on one another, thus the 69.
Well, okay.
I like it. Let's see what George Michael says. Very good. He agrees. He thinks that is an adequate definition there.
You know, I don't know if you knew this, but sex is best when it's one-on-one.
I know that George Michael did, and other guy from Wham also knew.
What was his name?
Frank Germfreak. Let's move on. I think we passed introductory level with Flying Colors. We're talking sex with Germ Freak. This is a bit brought to us by our buddy Ed, formerly known as the Masturbator, or currently, I don't know. What's next?
This is the intermediate level. Frank, of all of these, you might not know this one, but I'm going to take a chance. What is a cream pie?
A cream pie is when the man releases the fluids from his ding dong region, and without hitting the air, penetrates the woman's vaginal opening and splurging his man love all over the inside of the vaginal opening, thus creating a cream pie. Thus, the pie from the hair pie, the cream from the cum, combine them and you get a cream pie.
So you just cut hair out of the fucking definition, and yes, it just becomes a cream pie.
Yes.
Okay.
Very, very good, Frank. The only thing you missed on that one is it could be the crevice, but also it could be one other place that you missed.
Well, you could do it in the anal cavity as well.
That would be called a butt cream pie. But let's
That would be called a chocolate cream pie.
Well, let's go to our judge, George Michael. Okay, he agrees. That is a good definition. Frank, you've passed that one. Let's move on down the line of the intermediate level. Let's go here.
Frank, can you please explain to us the term rimming?
Rimming. Rimming is when a man is in the position of a squat thrust, and then the woman goes underneath him and performs a French kiss on his...
Okay, continue.
That's when the woman performs a French kiss on his starfish, which being is his anal crevice or opening.
Wow.
In other words, it's when a woman deep throats a man's anus. That's rimming.
So you have to be in a squat thrust position to do this? That's the only way?
The man has to disrobe his entire clothing. Then he gets down in a squat thrust position as though he's like a catcher in a baseball game. And then the woman will slide underneath him on her back and then tilt her head up. And then jam her tongue down his anus cavity.
Now, Frank, let me ask you something. Is it still rimming if the man is on his back lifting up his ball sack and allowing access that way? Is it still rimming?
It's possible. I'm not familiar with that situation.
But your definition of rimming requires that you do your best fucking Carlton Fisk impression.
Yes, you have to get in a catcher's position. The woman slides on her back on the floor underneath your anus opening, and then she sticks her tongue and jams it up your asshole.
Okay. Ed, let's see. Is that a correct answer, Ed?
The dictionary definition I have here is the act of using one's tongue on the anal rim of another person in order to gain and or give sexual pleasure. So I'd say that's pretty close.
We're going to go to our celebrity judge, George Michael. George Michael, is that a correct, acceptable answer? Ooh. Apparently, George Michael doesn't agree that you have to be in a squat thrust or catcher's position. All he wants is another tongue in his ass. So I don't know. I guess you get partial credit on that one, Frank. But again, Ed, you're the supreme judge of this game. So does he get credit for this?
We'll give him half credit.
Half credit. So you got a nice 1.5 so far for intermediate. Do we have another one here, Frank?
Yes. The last of the intermediate category. Frank, can you please explain to us the act of teabagging?
Teabagging is when a man sits on a chair with an opening cut out, and then he shoves his ball sack into the opening, and then the woman gets underneath the chair and flickers his balls with her tongue.
So there has to be some kind of a rabbit hole in a chair that
yes,
you let your balls.
Yes, there has to be a rabbit hole, and the man almost does a split or something, and so the ball sack will go through the hole, and then the woman flickers her tongue like on the ball sack, and that's called teabagging. This way, what happens is the balls will look like a teabag going into a cup.
Oh, so the cup is the chair?
The cup is the chair, and the hole is the rim. The hole is the cup opening, and the balls is the teabag itself. And then what happens is the woman's tongue is the spoon, and she flickers it like and licks the ball sack.
Ed, why don't you grade him, please?
Again, I'm going to give him half credit. The definition I have is the act of putting your balls in and out of a person's mouth.
Well, then how is that partial credit? Because technically, he said the balls, right. his balls were going into the chair. That was the dipping.
Yes, the
woman
right.
was just slapping her tongue on the side. I, you know what? I'm going to override celebrity judge George Michael, who actually he left to go jerk off because he's so incredibly turned on by this gay shit. And I have to say, Frank, incorrect. Incorrect. But for the sake of the game, I think we should move on to the advanced mode. Let's see how far you can get. I know you failed intermediate, Frank, but let's try and go advanced and see how far you can get. Are you prepared?
I'm ready.
Are you upset at all that you missed that one? Do you think that the judges were unfair to you?
I'd like to see the video replay of that. I think I did a good job.
You want to see the video replay of somebody carving a fucking rattan chair and putting their nuts through it?
Let's go with the advanced.
Okay. Well, I'll see if I can find that on Tube 8. Let's go to the advanced level, Ed McGrath. Why don't you go ahead and take us through this?
This one, I'm not sure you're going to you know this one, Frank. This is very advanced. Think about it for a moment. What do you think the term Red Wings stands for? Red Wings.
Red Wings is when when a man spreads a woman's legs open while she has her friend and buries his face into her vaginal crevice and gets berry juice all over his face. That's a Red Wing.
Berry juice. So when she has her friend over.
Yes.
And she is having somebody put their face in a crevice.
Right.
And berry juice gets spilled on this individual.
Right.
I think you're correct. Let's check with our celebrity judge, Salt and Pepper. I think we got it right there. That's the right answer. Ed McGrath, the supreme judge of this game. Is that a correct answer?
I'm shocked, but yes, that is a correct answer. Performing cunnilingus upon a menstruating female.
Very good. Very, very good. Frank, have you ever engaged in Red Wings? He's just clapping. He didn't hear a word that we were saying. That's right.
That's personal information.
Okay, well, let's move on. Let's go further down the advanced level. Maybe that intermediate shit was a fluke.
Very well. Frank, can you please define the Cleveland Steamer?
The Cleveland Steamer.
Uh-oh, I think you might have him on the ropes here, Ed.
The Cleveland Steamer is... Oh, boy. The Cleveland Steamer is when a woman kneels on her knees and then positions her anus over a man's face and releases excrement onto his forehead, then sits on the forehead and smushes it, thus creating a steamer.
Wow, you've taken it to a whole new level. Let's go over to our celebrity judge, Salt and Peppa. Salt and Peppa, are you there? Oh, they give it a thumbs down. Ed McGrath, what do you say?
Chest, Frank. It's the chest area, yeah, and it's not necessarily a woman.
And it's not necessarily mushed. You don't have to mush it. Or do you, Ed? I don't know. I'm not a big fan of the Cleveland steamer.
That's the that's the steaming. The rocking back and forth.
Forgive me. Forgive me.
Where does it say it has to be on your chest? Did it say that in Urban Dictionary? It's got to be on your chest area?
Yep. The art of one person excreting onto somebody's chest and then rocking backward and forth in a rocking horse motion, thus smearing feces all over the targeted area.
All right. All right. Let's
one more here or what?
Let's tie it up here, Ed. This is Talking Sex with Germ Freak.
All right. This one's for all the old school Opie and Anthony fans. Frank, can you please define the rusty trombone?
Rusty trombone is when you a man ejaculates semen into the woman's anus, and then she farts it out back into his mouth. That's the rusty trombone.
Ed McGrath.
No, Frank, you're way off on that one. The rusty trombone is to get rimmed, which we talked about in the intermediate category, whilst receiving a hearty reach around, thus resembling a trombone player in full chorus.
Frank, I'm afraid that you're not doing too well. Is that the end of the game, Ed McGrath?
I do have a bonus question.
Oh, a bonus round! Bonus round, everybody. Let's see if Frank can do this. This is the last question of Ed McGrath's Talking Sex with Germ Freak game.
Now, Frank, this is one that we did talk about some time ago, so let's see if you remember. Frank, can you tell us what the Blumpkin is?
The Blumpkin is when the man... Can we cut the music so I can hear myself? the Blumpkin is simply when a man utilizes the jack-o'-lantern for sexual gratification.
The jack-o'-lantern?
What?
Yes.
You really think there's a word for somebody fucking a jack-o'-lantern?
A jack-o'-lantern is a pumpkin, but they convert it into Blumpkin. And the man takes his splooge, and it forms a blob. So they take the combination of blob and pumpkin into Blumpkin.
Well, Ed, I think he's a complete failure. I would say.
I don't know what you were doing on Halloween, Frank, but a Blumpkin is receiving a blowjob while on the toilet defecating.
Oh my God, that's awful!
What? Why is that awful?
It's awful for the girl or whoever's doing it.
Well, let's throw it over to Paul Lukakis, celebrity judge of Talking Sex with Germ Freak.
Yes, I'd love a Blumpkin.
Frank.
Boom, boom, boom. Take me back to my room.
Here it is. Here's the hook, Frank.
Boom, 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 let's go back to my room so we could do it all night and I can make you feel right.
Boom, boom, let's go back to my room so I can fuck a jack-o'-lantern and complete the Blumpkin. What? I don't know where you dream that shit up, Frank. You really think that somebody's going to fuck a jack-o'-lantern? They're gonna really take the time to carve a fucking pumpkin so they can just jizz into it.
The pumpkin's already carved, don't you understand?
They're stealing it. So thievery is involved in your interpretation of the Blumpkin.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Wow.
Well, Ed McGrath, you've proven.
Ed, thank you.
You've proven that Frank Ed, knows a little bit.
Ed, when are we gonna? First of all, I want to thank you for that. Ed, How much longer for the AIDS test? How much longer? When are we going to get that information?
TikTok, Ed. TikTok.
I plan on starting a new job in the next couple weeks, and then 30 days after that, I'm eligible for health insurance. So I'm going to make the target date end of August.
Well, okay.
Okay.
The end of August, we will find out that Ed McGrath truly does have HIV, the virus that causes AIDS, or not. We will see. He will read the results for the first time on the DJ New Style Show.
Yeah, Ed, I'm hoping the latter.
Yes, of course. Thank you very much, Ed. I appreciate it. That was actually a lot better than your sports fucking quiz.
Couldn't get any worse.
Well, that's true. Thank you very much, Ed. Appreciate
later.
It. Later. You know what, Frank? You have to admit that was a better segment.
It was pretty good. I'll give him that. I would say it's a C+.
I give it a solid B-, I would say. I don't know. Maybe I'm just feeling a little bit wistful. I don't know. It's summertime, Frank, and you know what? I haven't been in our pool yet. You have your pool all set
we
up.
We got the pool, the Intech pool. It's all set up.
Did you vacuum it? Did you figure out how to vacuum it?
I vacuumed it this weekend. Did a good job.
Good.
I'm enjoying the pool thing. I'm a pool person now. But the problem is my neighbor. My neighbor has no problem complaining about anything. When we first moved into our house about 4 years ago, somebody left an anonymous envelope into our mailbox.
Really? Complaining
about our dogs and their loudness. and for the longest time, we thought it was a particular neighbor, but now I'm convinced it's my next door neighbor because this guy will come over and complain about everything. He complained about my kids yesterday that they were too loud. He came slamming on my door, complaining about my kids.
Well, you know, Frank, they're in the pool. They're being rambunctious. You know, shut your kids up.
No. Listen, this guy has complained about my dogs. He's complained about my children being too loud. When we had the landscapers come and mow our lawn, he complained that the grass clippings from my lawn got onto his lawn. And I mean, how do you have the nerve to do this? How do you have the balls to do this? Is without comprehension. He has a tree that has been hanging over my property since I moved here and has little berries that drop off and stain my sidewalk. And for the longest time, I wanted to say something to this guy, but I didn't have the nerve to do it. Well, I did something unprecedented.
Wait a minute, Frank. Are you really – you're meaning to tell me now, right now, that you are completely without blame for any of these complaints that he's bringing against you?
Kids are in a pool playing.
Were they loud?
No, they were having fun, laughing and playing.
What was? Were your dogs loud?
I mean, they were barking. But
okay,
as
so
as
now
they start barking. I wouldn't have shut your mouth. You're out of house.
Hold on, is that what he said to you?
No, I'm saying that to you.
Oh, you're telling me something. Yeah. Okay.
What I'm saying is as follows. I would never have the nerve. I wouldn't have the nerve. If the kids are loud next door to me, I'll close my fucking window. Would you have the nerve to bang on your next door neighbors?
Well, I mean, if it was something that bothered me enough, I'd go over there and tell them. I mean, you just described something where your magical berries stained your sidewalk.
Right.
I mean, why didn't you ever stand up to him?
Because I didn't have the nerve to do it. I didn't have the gall to do it. But so God help me, he banged on my door yesterday. Okay.
Okay.
I was about to get into the goddamn shower. He banged on my door. I walked downstairs. All I had was a goddamn pair of shorts, not even any underwear, and my ding-a-ling flopping all over the place. I opened the goddamn door. He complains about my kids. Okay? I said to myself, fuck it. I'm going to say something about this fucking tree if he's got the nerve talking about my kids. I walked outside for the first time in nearly 20 years barefoot.
What?
Barefoot!
Holy shit! You went out barefoot?
Barefoot outside!
Oh my God.
I walked across my sidewalk, across my driveway. I said, you gotta do something about this tree!
So you ran out and you said you had no underwears on, as you said.
I had no underwears.
No shirt?
I had no shirt on. All I had was on a pair of shorts and my ding-a-ling kept falling through the hole.
So your dick is coming out of your shorts. You have no shirt on.
Yes, my ding-dong was drooping down. What happened was, and I got so pissed, I said, listen, I said, you got to do something. I had it at that point. I said, you got to do something by the street. It's staying in my property. It's ruining my property.
So wait a minute. Now.
In addition, this fuck has a, this kid, this motherfucker has a cat. He's got a fucking Mancoon cat that never goes
wait, wait, wait. He has a what coon? A Mancoon? It's Maine. Mancoon.
He has a Maine Coon cat that never goes inside, is always outside. The fucking cat is always tearing apart little rabbits and little animals. The cat it roams over everybody's fucking property, goes into their fucking garbage cans, sleeps underneath my fucking car. I would never have the nerve to say anybody to this fuck to get your cat away from my property. I would never do it. Okay. Now on, what I'm doing is I'm pouring antifreeze all over my driveway. This fuck. Next time he goes up my driveway, he will shrivel up and die and be eaten inside by the fucking antifreeze.
So hold on. You need to back up a second. You painted a very terrifying picture, but you said something that kind of didn't sit right here. The guy came to your door, and you were so pissed off that he came to your door and laid out all these complaints. But you had to run outside. So he left and you just stood there steaming to the point where he's back at his house and now you have to run out?
No. He came to my front door. I opened the door. He complains about my kids. I opened the door and I walk him to the side of my house and I said, listen, you got to do something about the streets ruining my property because the fucking berries are staying in my side.
But let me ask you, is he legally obligated if you make a complaint? Is he obligated?
If his tree is encroaching on my property, then I actually have the right to cut the tree down that's falling onto my property. However, I don't feel like cutting a fucking tree down. Let him take care of it.
Okay. So now, Frank, you obviously – you were so angry. You put your germophobia to the back burner.
Yes.
You ran outside.
I ran outside.
When did you realize that, oh, my God, my feet were touching the ground? I mean, you could have stepped on glass or something. You could have cut your foot.
I realized that after I stepped on a rusty nail.
Oh, shit. You stepped on a rusty nail?
I stepped on a rusty nail.
Did it break your skin?
It broke my skin, yes.
Holy shit. How many years has it been?
Yesterday, I'm feeling these fucking twinges in my body.
How many years has it been since you walked barefoot outside?
I walked barefoot in the summer of 1988. It was the spring of 1988. I walked barefoot outside.
Wow. Okay. So what? 20 years?
Yes.
Okay. 20 years, and all because you were being cautious. And the first time you decide to be passionate and say "fuck it all," I'm going outside. You step on a fucking rusty nail.
Yes.
You have the worst fucking luck. You have the worst luck ever. Did you go to a doctor? Did you?
I'm not too worried about it.
I guess you'll ride it out.
I'll ride it out.
Oh my God.
I didn't bleed. It didn't make me bleed. It just maybe went through a layer of skin, sort of like if you take your fingernail and dig it into your arm or something. It wasn't.
Okay, so it didn't do too much damage for you.
It didn't break anything.
Well, that's good. That's good. So I mean, now you're on the outs with this guy for real.
I don't know how to react. I'm just aggravated with him, and I don't know what to do. You were
essentially naked yelling at him. You realize that? Like that's not a neighborly relationship to have.
fucking what happened?
Naked on your front lawn yelling at another man for
I wasn't
fix a tree.
Naked. I mean, I had my the shorts on, but no underwear. But my balls were very warm that because I was it was very hot and they were drooping down and I could see a little bit of the ball skin coming out of the shorts.
And you know he saw that too. You know
he did. Look down a couple times, but he didn't say anything.
Well, I mean, are you ever going to try to reach out to him and be, you know, friendly with him?
No, I'm done with him. Really? He better get rid of that fucking tree.
I see. What if he doesn't? What are you going to do then? You're going to cower again. You're not going to say shit. He knows. That guy has been conditioned to believe that whenever you say something, you want him to do something, he doesn't have to do it because you'll never come at him. You'll never come at him. Although you may have traumatized him by coming out no shirt, no underwear, no socks, no shoes, no hat, nothing. Just a fucking pair of shorts with your fucking balls hanging through the leg. You might have traumatized him enough, but I don't know, Frank. I don't know. That doesn't seem like the neighborly thing to do. And you know what? Be honest. Were your kids being a little loud?
That's not the point.
Were they being a little loud?
They were playing in the pool, being just as loud as kids. I don't give a fuck if they were screaming at the top of the lawn.
They were driving this poor guy fucking nuts.
Doesn't matter. You close your window. You put the air conditioner on. You just don't have the. Let me ask you this question. Say your neighbor, say you pulled into your development or wherever the fuck you live, and you found out that a neighbor cut you off. Okay, now then when he cuts you off, are you gonna? And he didn't know it was you cutting you. He didn't know he was cutting you off. Would you say something to him?
I mean, if it was like right next door.
Yes.
Yeah, like if I didn't have to go out of my way to communicate with the guy.
What would you say to him?
Hey, nice job cutting me off.
You would.
But the thing is, I don't really, I mean, someone cuts me off, it's not the biggest fucking offense ever, you know? It doesn't grate on me like you.
I had to bring my daughter to her friend's house, and on the way there, I was coming to an intersection or what have you, and somebody went through the intersection and almost hit me head on. And I was bringing my daughter to her friend's house. And lo and behold, the person who almost cut me off was the father of the friend who I'm bringing Kayla's house to. Now, would you say something in that situation?
Well, I mean, yeah, I would. And the thing is, Frank, you're having a lot of problems with the parents of your kids' friends. I mean, first it's the shoe in your ass that you described last week or the week before, whatever it was. And now people are just... People are constantly walking all over you. I think you put out a vibe that you're somebody who can be stepped on. And I think the action you took with the neighbor, although it might be a little excessive, is a step in the right direction. You need to let these people know that, you know, yeah, you're afraid of shit. Yeah, you're afraid of germs, but you're not one to be fucked with. You need to, you know, grow a set. Obviously, you have one. You know, the set was coming out of your left fucking short leg. You know, use it and fucking come at these people. You need to try to do it. I want you to at least in a couple ways exert dominance over somebody. Just be a fucking force in the coming week and talk about it next week. Do you think you could do that?
I will do my best.
Don't take shit from at least one person, and then let's talk about it on the show next week.
Okay.
You think you can do that?
Yes.
All right. Well, that concludes episode 218 of the DJ Newstyle Show. Thank you very much for tuning in. Go to djnewstyleshow.com. Check out Movie Night on heroestalk.com tomorrow night at 9. Best in Show, 8 to 11, Thursday night, right there on Heroes Talk. Go to bestinshowradio.com. The Watch Show, very, very good show, Friday nights, 9:30 to 12:30. Frank, do you have anything you'd like to say?
But this is us. Yeah, no. Shut up. You're talking to a fucking sign. I'm going to kick all your friends' ass. Outside, outside, outside. One. Hey, Ken. Is there anything you'd like to say?
You're an asshole. It's a fucking snooze. Shit, I can't even fit out of that damn window. Because that's what I goddamn do. Fuck face. Nah, I'm good. Thanks.
Rammstein.
Good night, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah! Hasha! Hasha! Give it to me, baby! Give it to me!
Go suck banana! Fuck you!